This is Susan B. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, and I'm delighted to be speaking with Sarah Jarosz. Sarah will be opening First Grass Concert in Mountain Village on Thursday as the Bluegrass Weekend Telluride Bluegrass kicks off. She's also scheduled for a set in Elks Park later that same day at 2:45 in the afternoon, and I'm sure she'll be making appearances on the main stage. And many, many people, the buzz is that Sarah is, quote, end quote, the next big thing in American roots music. So, Sarah, good things obviously come in small packages then.
go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Finish what you were going to say.
Okay, well, no, I'm really looking forward to Telluride. I think it's going to be a really fun time.
We saw you running around last year, and you knocked everyone out in your early morning set. So
thank you.
You're welcome. We're looking forward to having you back. So, Sarah, let's go back to a little bit to your roots. Do you come from a mm-hmm. musical family, or did you fall in love with music all on your own?
It was a little bit of both. You know, I grew up with a very musical family. And with that being said, I mean, my parents are both teachers, but big music lovers, and so there was always music around the house and always going to see concerts and things. So I think that influence definitely had a huge impact on me. And then when I was about 10 was when I started getting into the mandolin. And that was definitely just me kind of on my own really, really falling in love with it. And then, you know, having the support of my parents too.
Wonderful. Thank you. So a little bit of nature, a little bit of nurture.
Definitely.
Talk about some of those early on influences. I've read about your admiration for Gillian Welch and Sean Colvin, but so could you expand a little bit on that?
Yeah, I mean, the two of them were definitely huge influences on me. And then also, like, Tim O'Brien was one of my biggest influences and still is. And someone like Daryl Scott, too, and Abigail Washburn. I mean, I could go on, and generally the lineup at Telluride is just like a list of my favorite artists. So.
Yeah. And how do you think you've metabolized those influences? I mean, what about them, that group of people we all know so well, what about them had such an impact on you?
Well, I mean, I think I've always had a lot of respect for musicians who, you know, a lot of the people that I love are amazing singers and songwriters and instrumentalists. And I think, you know, I've always loved people who kind of do the whole thing and just feel really lucky to have gotten to, you know, learn from some of the greats and just all of them being so accessible at these festivals like Telluride and Rocky Grass, you know. Growing up and being a young girl in the scene, just it was so cool to have that.
Okay, thank you. What drove your decision to leave Texas, your hometown, and head for Boston to the conservatory?
Well, I'd always, you know, wanted to do the college thing. I definitely weighed the pros and cons of just going out on the road or going to college, and so I think, you know, I some of my friends, like Aoife O'Donovan from the band Crooked Still, she was kind of one of the first to tell me about the New England Conservatory program, the contemporary improvisation there, and because that's what she did. And so I think that's what initially got me interested. And then, and just I think, you know, a lot of my friends in the scene in the past 5 years or so have made the move to Boston. And so for me, musically, it's a great place to be, not only because school, but just because of the music community in general.
Yeah, well, the Berklee School of Music is also up there.
Sorry, what was that?
The Berklee School of Music is also up there.
Yeah, and a lot of my friends go there, so.
So there's lots of opportunity. There's an ample community.
Yeah, there's definitely an ample community. It's a very inspiring place to be because so many people are just doing a lot of original things.
What do you think you're getting at school versus what you would have gotten had you just headed out on the road and learned on the job?
Well, I think for me, it's pushed me out of my comfort zone musically, and I've just been, you know, getting into a lot of different things that I might not have done if I had just gone straight out onto the road. And I think it's pushed me in my musicianship and also in my writing So I think it's definitely had a very positive impact on my music that I'm not sure if I would have had I not gone to school, or it just would have taken a lot longer.
I see. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I understand you've already co-produced an album. Could you talk about that experience and how producing has made you a better performer, a better singer, a better songwriter?
You know, I think when I actually first met Gary Pechosa at Telluride in 2007, and I think, you know, that was when he heard me there and he invited me out to his studio the next month to kind of do some demos and just, you know, get a feel for being in the studio. And I think from that very first trip to Nashville to kind of work with him, I think we realized that we had a really cool dynamic of being in the studio together and kind of lending ideas. So honestly, I don't think I could have done it without him. I know I couldn't have done it without him. He's had such a huge part of both of these CDs that I've made in terms of the music and sonically the way they sound. And it's just been a great learning experience to have the opportunity to be a co-producer with him. I've learned so much from doing it.
Can you be a little specific about what you think you've learned from the producing job?
Yeah, I mean, just to kind of, like, break the songs into, you know, their bare bones and kind of build them up from there, I think. You know, a lot of these, in the studio, a lot of these songs start out with me and my instrument. And then, you know, from there, going, you know, building them up into more intricate arrangements and things. And I think Gary's had a huge part in, like, you know, the way that I approach things and listening to them and thinking of the different ways that they can be arranged and built up to the songs that they wind up being on the CD.
So when you're writing music now, or playing music now, or singing music now, do you have a slightly different perspective on the delivery?
Yeah, definitely. I think so. And Gary also has had a huge part in, you know, helping me grow vocally. You know, I think the difference between the first CD and the second CD is that I just felt a lot stronger vocally. And I think he had a lot to do with that. And I think, yeah, definitely going into the studio makes you kind of think about everything a little differently, approach things the way that, you know, I might not have before recording.
Talk about your newest release. Will you be featuring that music during your sets?
Yeah. I'm really excited to be playing a lot of these new songs in my sets, and I'll definitely be playing a lot of the new music at First Grass. So it's been a lot of fun getting to do this new material, and we're still playing a lot of the stuff from the first album as well.
Okay, and the second release is this Follow Me Down?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you. This is Susan Vibrock, Telluride Inside and Out. I've been speaking with Sarah Jarosz. Many, many say she is the next big thing in America, Americana and roots music, and she will be everywhere you want to be at the Telluride Bluegrass Festival. Sarah, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.